Hi, ladies. It's Stacey Eldridge here. I just wanted to touch base with you after our extraordinary time at the Captivating Advanced. I can't believe that it's already been a month. Can you? My, how the time flies by. So I've heard from people that we shouldn't have called it an advanced, but an intensive. And it was. We really went far and deep. God called us higher, and we went. So what I am doing today is I just want to remind you of a few things. I'm reminding myself, and it's really good. So remember listening prayer? Remember that your Father wants to advise you. We get an intimate walk with Jesus. That's part of our inheritance. So even today, we want to be practicing listening to God, asking Him questions. I mean, starting with simple things like, do you love me? And remember, the answer to that is yes. So that is kind of a litmus test on who you're listening to. We pray, we silence every other voice, including our own, and then we ask God, how am I doing? What do you think of me? What do I need to know today? And then increasingly pressing in to those concerns that are facing us this day, we need a counselor, and we have one. So press in, gals, and hold fast to the one who is holding on to you. Do you remember who he is? He's the hero of your story. He is the King of Kings and the Lion of Judah. He is the Alpha and Omega and your one true love. And remember as well what your enemy is up to. He's up to separating you from God. That's what he wants to do. He wants to divide you from your Father. He wants to divide you from others and even from your true self. The enemy is trying to get you to believe his lies, to make agreements with him instead of with God. So remember, check in with what you're thinking. What are you believing? What are you feeling? What you feel is a direct result of what you're thinking. And we need our thoughts to align with the Word of God. So even now, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? What are you believing? Who are you? You are the beloved of God. You are the beauty of the kingdom. You are the one for whom Jesus paid it all by his very blood to win you for himself. You are your heavenly Father's precious daughter. You are beautiful, irreplaceable, and wooed by the ancient romancer. You are valiant, and you are needed. You are chosen, and you are wanted. And remember where you're going. Your future is assured because of Jesus. You are going home eventually, where your every dream will come true. Remember, what are the first three things you're going to do when you get to heaven? Imagine what is coming, and then know that it's even better than that. So hold on, dear one, press in, and choose to love. Remember to guard your heart. Pray the daily prayer. Really important to align yourself with the truth of God at the beginning of each new day. Remember that healing and integration are available. Remember the four streams? Remember your time in the clinics? You get to practice that. And even when it's not with other people, God will do that with you on your own. He's so good. You get to partner with him in your own restoration and partner with him in bringing restoration to the kingdom, your kingdom, Luke, that he's given you. And that means bringing Jesus to others, bringing his healing, his love, his life, his deliverance, and freedom. That's the very best way that you can spend your life, and there's no joy like that. God has called you to join him in the greatest mission, the greatest invasion that has ever taken place. And since he has called you, he promises to equip you. So guard your heart, hide in Jesus, and remember, beloved, it's all true. I loved being with you, and the sweet memories of worshiping together are some of the finest in my mind. So let's worship him together today and every day. Because we're in this together.